Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of our 2019 series, He Makes All Things New. And man, this is Father's Day 2019, and I am on to wish each and every father to be a happy Father's Day. God bless you, and God keep you, God anoint you, God lift you up, God strengthen you, amen, for the duties of a father, because they are sacred, and they are serious, and they are so much needed. Look at the condition of the world. You see how much and how crucial it is to have good fathers in the world. And I praise God for each and every one of you that have taken on the task and that have not stopped no matter what the struggle has been. God bless you. God bless you and God strengthen you. Amen. Just want to leave you with a word of encouragement today, even beginning with a word of scripture. Amen. Psalm 127, verses 3 through 5 says, "Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward, like arrows in the hand of a warrior. So are the children of one's youth. Happy is the man who has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but shall speak with their enemies in the gate." Amen. I give glory to God, amen, who is a good, good father. He is the example to all fathers of what a father should be like, the compassion that a father ought to have. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, just giving you thanks and giving you praise, oh God. Oh Lord, for your mercy, for your love and your kindness toward each and every one of us. Oh Lord, we lift up every struggle before you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we lift up every heart and every mind right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Oh Lord God, we're asking that you move even right now. Encourage the hearts and the minds of your people. Strengthen them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, those that are going through, those that are about to go through, or those that are coming out of the struggle, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, bring strength right now, Lord God, by your power. God, rebuke the devourer right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, and strengthen your people right now, Lord God. Lord, we need you every day and every hour for everything under the sun. And we don't always understand the things that we're going through. But, Lord God, we surrender, oh, Lord God, ourselves to you, that you might make us whole and entire. You are a good, good Father. And we thank you, Lord God, for your mercy and your love toward each and every one of us. Bless your people on today, and especially bless the fathers on today. Lord, I lift each and every one of them up, Lord God, before you. Fathers that are struggling to provide, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, make the way before them, Lord God, that they be able to provide, Lord God, with ease. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Fathers that are seeking a job, Lord God, I'm asking that you give them employment, give them creative ideas, Lord God, that they might be entrepreneurs in the name of Jesus. Bless, Lord God. Fathers, Lord God, that are struggling in their relationships with their children and their wives, Father, in the name of Jesus, bring peace right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Peace, be still in Jesus' name. Bless, oh God, heal and deliver right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, you see exactly where the need is, Lord, and you have numbered the hair on each and every one of our heads and on the heads of each and every one of the fathers. Oh, Lord God, see to their need today. Lord God, I lift them up before you, Lord God. I lift up a prayer before you with them, Lord, that you might move in their lives, Lord God, that you might remove, Lord God, whatever it is that is in their path that has hindered them from moving forward. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I speak forward motion. In Jesus' name, Lord God, I ask, Lord God, that you move right now, special movement of the Spirit upon each and every one of the fathers, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that their hearts be glad, Lord God, and that their children, Lord God, be proud of their dads. You know, all of us, Lord God, look up to our fathers, Lord God, and I'm asking that you bless them, Lord, that they not be discouraged and that their children not be discouraged likewise. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. Glory to God. I give glory and honor to the Lord. Amen. I want to read that scripture again. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward, like arrows in the hand of a warrior. So are the children of one's youth. Happy is the man who has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but shall speak with their enemies in the gate. I praise God once again for Father's Day. Amen. This is a day that is set aside every year. Amen. Just as Mother's Day was last month. Amen. We are celebrating fathers today. Amen. Some people are celebrating their father that has passed on, has transitioned on into eternity. And God bless you and God strengthen you today, those of you that are celebrating your fathers in that way. But we praise God for fathers, because if they did not exist, neither could we. Amen. We need our mothers and we need our fathers to exist. Amen. And then we need their leading and their guiding. We need them to guide us. Amen. To usher us into the presence of the Lord. And that is the duty of the father. Amen. To guide the home directly into the presence of the Lord. To teach us. Amen. To walk according to the standards of righteousness and of holiness. And we praise God for each and every one of the fathers that have done just that. We praise God even for the ones that have struggled and have done the best that they could. We praise God for you today. And we're asking God to strengthen you and perfect you in every gift that he has given to you. Amen. And in your gift, amen, as being a father, because your children are heritage from the Lord. Glory to God. They are a gift of God. And I praise God for them and for you. Amen. We honor you today. Psalm 103 and 13 says, as a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. Amen. Another translation says, as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. I praise God, amen, because we're talking about fathers today. Amen. And our heavenly father, glory to God, is a good father. There's a song, amen, that says, he's a good father. That's who you are. Oh, and I'm loved by him. I praise God. He is a good father. Glory to God, a good father. He has mercy on us. He has compassion on us. He loved us so much that he fashioned a body. Amen. Amen. And came down, amen, in the midst of us to redeem us from our sins and to reconcile our relationship back to what it was supposed to be in the first place. We were always intended to be in right relationship with the Lord, amen. And he made the way so that we can again be in right relationship with him. I praise God for his mercy and his love and his kindness, because he is a good father, amen. This is comparing a natural father with our heavenly father. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. Amen. And we see so many good fathers out there, those that are sacrificing for their children, those that are taking less so that their children can have more, those that are working hour after hour after hour and barely even being able to see their children so that they can provide for everything that their children have need of. They are making a huge sacrifice because they love, because they have compassion. Glory to God, and the Lord has done the very same for us and greater. Every day he has mercy. Every day he has compassion. Every day he is maneuvering things to align us and realign us and position us and reposition us so that we can see his face in peace. Every day he does that for us. Glory to God. We are honoring fathers. Hallelujah. We are honoring fathers. Glory to God. Exodus 20 and 12 says, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord God has given you. Amen. We know it's also written in the New Testament, but I like reading it. from the Old Testament, amen, just knowing that it's in both places, that the Lord is just confirming and reconfirming that we ought to honor our father and our mother. I hope you have taken the time today, amen, to call your father if you're far away, to visit your father if you're close by, to take him a small token of your esteem if you didn't have any money, to just embrace him and let you know that you love him and that you thank him, amen, because we glorify God for fathers today. We honor the Lord for fathers today. Amen. We praise God for each and every one of our fathers. Glory to God. Proverbs 23 and 22 says, listen to your father who gave you life, and do not despise your mother when she is old. Amen. The Lord has put wisdom in the fathers. He has gifted them to be able to lead the family into the presence of the Lord. Those fathers that are obedient to the voice of the Lord, he is honoring today. And again, those who are struggling, we are praying, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord, that you uplift them, Lord God, and that you bring them close, draw them near to you, Lord God, so that they can lead their families. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we are honoring fathers today. Amen. I don't know if it's a holiday in other nations, because I do have listeners in 13 countries at this time, and I praise God for each and every one of you, and I honor all of you fathers as well. I honor you, amen, today. In the United States, this is the day we set aside to honor fathers, and I know there is a day also set aside in other countries. I don't know what those days are, but I honor you. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, and I pray for you today that God strengthen you and keep you, amen, that he draw you closer to him, amen, that he fill your house, fill your head, fill your soul full of his presence even right now in the name of Jesus. I pray that the Lord strengthen you and keep you in the name of Jesus. I pray, amen, that you not be afraid, that you not be discouraged, that you be strong and courageous, because the Lord, he will lead you wherever you must go, whichever way he is directing, he'll be right there with you, leading you and guiding you and strengthening you and providing for you. Amen. I give glory to the Lord. David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Amen. A shepherd provides for the sheep even before there is a need. So before you even have a need, fathers, the Lord is already provided. Look to the hills from which cometh your help. Your help, it does come from the Lord. Amen. And he has not forgotten you. He has not forgotten you. David says, I once was young and now I'm old, and never have I seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. Amen. We honor fathers today, and we give glory, hallelujah, to our heavenly Father, who loves us most, who knows us best, who has not forgotten any of us. We honor fathers. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to the Lord God Almighty. Glory to Jesus, my Savior. Glory. Hallelujah. And honor to the Lord our God. Amen. I praise God for each and every one of the fathers. I give glory to God for my father. Amen. And I did honor him. I sent him one of his favorite treats. I'm very far from him. We're about 2,500 miles away from each other. But I did call him and I sent him one of his favorite treats for Father's Day so that he can enjoy it. And he did call me and let me know that he's loving it. And I praise God. Amen. I give glory and honor to my dad. We celebrated his 80th birthday in April. Amen. I did go into town. I surprised him. He didn't know I was coming. And we had a surprise birthday for him to honor him, because he has been a good father, because his life has made a difference in the earth. And we wanted him to know that. Amen. And we praise God. Amen. That we honored our dad. We're honoring him today. And we try to do it every day. And I hope that you will too, even if you haven't. And if you haven't, amen, for whatever reason it may be, amen, begin to talk to the Lord for whatever that is, whatever it is. Some things may have transpired, or whatever it could have been. But God sees and he knows, and he wants to heal you. He wants to heal relationships. He wants you to be able to honor so that you can also honor him. Amen. Bless you. God bless you. God keep you, and God anoint you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Happy Father's Day. Amen. Until next time. Amen. I pray that the Lord continue to move upon your life, that you be filled with the power and the presence of God Almighty. Be encouraged. Amen. Because he is there. Jehovah Shammah. He is right there where you are. He's not forgotten you. He sees you. He knows your name. Amen. Whatever you're going through right now, the Lord sees your circumstances, and he will come. He will help you. He will. Oh, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Until next time. Amen.